This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
This is Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org, and today I want to talk to you about Saints Perpetua and Felicity. They're again some of these early Christian martyrs, really extraordinary witnesses to Christ. So they were both born and died in Carthage. Their feast day is March 7th. They both died around 203. That's from the best of our records. We understand who they are because of a journal, a diary, that Perpetua kept recounting her trial and imprisonment. Another contemporary continued to describe Perpetua's death, so the whole thing is there recorded in great detail. Sometime after 201, it seems, the Roman Emperor Septimius Severus forbade conversion to Christianity or Judaism, so he actually outlawed conversion to both of those religions. Of course, both Christians and Jews would have objected to the offering of incense to the pagan Roman gods. The governor of Carthage, who was at that point in time in history Hilarion, enforced the edict of the emperor, and so Perpetua and four of her companions were arrested. Perpetua, also known as Vivia Perpetua, as the account of her martyrdom tells us, was respectably born, that she was very well educated, that she was married, that she had a living father, mother, and two brothers, one of whom was like herself a catechumen, and that when she died, she had a son who was himself an infant. She herself, Perpetua, was only 22 years of age. 22 years of age, that is, when she was martyred. Perpetua's father was grieved by her conversion to Christianity and what would be her eventual destruction, but Perpetua records in her journal again that she comforted him. When led before others with the tribunal, she strongly professes, she bravely professes that she's a Christian, and she is condemned to die alongside the others. She was condemned to die by being consumed by wild beasts. So Felicity, Perpetua, and their companions were beheaded. There were four other companions, by the way. They were beheaded after being mauled by wild animals. The account of the martyrdom of these saints is one of the most important documents that has come down to us from the early church. Devotion to Felicity and Perpetua was widespread. That's why their names both appear in the Roman canon. The souls of the saints rejoice in heaven, the saints who follow the footsteps of Christ. And since for love of him they shed their blood, they now exult with Christ forever.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Anna Asrian lives with her family in Kharkiv. On Instagram, she showed a photo of how she, her husband, and their two sons celebrated the elder's birthday. They had to spend such an important celebration in a shelter. In the photo, the family is dressed in warm jackets, but the adults and children are smiling. On February 25th, Anna's son celebrated his fifth birthday in these conditions. Asrian added a touching post to the photo. She said, "When those for whom I breathe are present, I wake up in the morning, smile, make tea. There is someone who will say, I love you too. I want to live." It's a powerful testimony from someone, again, who just celebrated the fifth birthday of her child in a bomb shelter. The woman said thanks for the affection and support of her loved ones. There were many well wishes expressed on social media. "We believe that the sixth will be much better. Happy birthday. All the best. We're with you." She admits that despite everything, her son's birthday is a joyful event. Instead of celebrating as they would like, the family sits next to their suitcases waiting for the development of events. She ends her post with these words, "God bless all the children, all those who defend us." She explains that while celebrating his birthday, a siren went off and everyone panicked. "We had just found a cake when one of the men said to her son, make a wish. He says, thank you," says Anna. She and her family would love to leave Kharkiv. However, Anna's husband cannot cross the border due to the conscription currently in effect in Ukraine.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
She's there tonight during the war. She's filling with love the last days of tiny babies like the one she's holding tight. While the horror of the war in Ukraine shakes the world, Dr. Mathilde Leonardi, the director of the Besta Hospital in Milan, a neurologist, a specialist in neonatology, pediatrics, and bioethics, recently shared on social networks her great emotion. She was telling the beautiful story of Sister Justine, a member of the Pontifical Academy of Life alongside Dr. Leonardi. She's there tonight during the war, Dr. Leonardi records. She's filling with love the last days of tiny babies like the one she's holding tonight. You can only pray and do your duty, she tells me. Yes to life. Sister Justine is one of my heroes in my life. Sister Justina Holubert is a geneticist and psychologist at the Lviv Medical Genetic Center, Institute of Hereditary Pathology, at the National Academy of Medical Science of Ukraine. She's the president of Imprint of Life, a perinatal hospital, and she's a friend and colleague of those at the Pontifical Academy of Life. She sent a photo this evening from Lviv, where she lives and works with infants who are terminally ill due to very serious illnesses. In fact, she founded the first and only hospice for palliative and terminal care for infants in Ukraine. For those who want, you can see online at Alatea photos of a detailed article in which she explains what she does as a geneticist and director of the hospice. She's there tonight during the war, filling with love the last days of tiny babies like the ones she's holding tonight. You can only pray and do your duty, she says to all. Yes to life. Sister Justine is a hero. At the hospice where she works, Sister Justina takes in these children destined for certain death because they have serious genetic diseases. She cares for them and accompanies the children and their parents to the final threshold. It's admirable, meritorious, even courageous work. This hospice is a first for perinatal palliative care in Ukraine. Ukraine is not only the self-service store of surrogates. That vast and wounded land is a field where, if anyone puts seeds, they germinate. This doctor's beautiful message highlights this heroine, Sister Justina, devoted and upright, faithful to her post and to those who suffer in daily life, even in times of war. The embodiment of the beauty of humanity is in this image.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Alatea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.